Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I never felt like the Giants organization was at a point where they were going to still, the idea of marrying Shane and Dable and getting them both out. I think that that's the right thing to do, but I never felt like that was where they were at. And then you see the report in the Post yesterday, you wake up to the headline this morning, split ticket, not so fast, Paul Schwartz writing about it, the idea that maybe, in fact, the Giants would keep one and not the other, which would mean they would probably keep Joe Shane and not Brian Dable, which to me would just be an epic disaster and failure any which way you slice it.
I don't know how they don't see it the way we see it. I don't know that every team always has to see what we see, but this one to me is pretty clear. And if that's the case, that they don't see it the way you and I both see it here, that's a problem, because neither individual has distinguished themselves enough over the other to be elevated over the other. I mean, if it's a split ticket, which means, you know, one's coming, one, possibly one stays, one goes, well, if Brian Dable stays and Shane goes, what the hell's Dable done to distinguish himself enough to get some separation from Joe Shane? And the same thing with Joe Shane. I mean, if you're going to get rid of Dable, you're basically saying, well, Shane's done a really good job, so we're going to keep him. He's done a better job than Dable. And I don't think that that's the case. I mean, what are they, 2-14 against Philly and Dallas? Look at their record in the NFC East. Look at the stats defensively. Look at the empty seats. Look at the apathy. Are you kidding me? Split ticket.
Yeah, if anything, I would make the case for, and I've been saying this for a while, but even more so now, I would make the case that Brian Dable is better at his job than Joe Shane is at his. And if I had to pick one, if they said, gun to your head, Sal, you have to pick one of these two guys to stay and turn the Giants around moving forward, I would pick Brian Dable. And I don't even think it's particularly close. Not only the record and resume that he has as a coach and who he's coached under and all those different things, talking about not as a head coach, obviously, but as a coach throughout the course of his career as a coordinator, but also the fact that he wanted to go get Jackson Dart and the way that he's worked with Jackson Dart so far. That, to me, is the most tangible thing out of the tandem in the 4 years, is what Dable has done with Dart, selecting Dart and then working with him the way that he has. I mean, there were reports saying that Dable wanted to take Dart at number three overall. So the fact that they were able to trade up and get his guy later in the draft, and the fact that it's worked and looked the way that it has, if anything, if I were having to split them up, I would keep Brian Dable. Now, I would fire both. I think they could do better, the Giants can. But the idea that you would split them up, like, that's worse than the worst case scenario of thinking, well, you're going to have a quarterback that was picked by a different regime with a new regime. That's bad scenario. Even worse than that to me would be keeping Joe Shane in place and firing Brian Dable.
Remember the conversations around Joe Douglas? Well, he drafted this guy, and he drafted that guy, and look what he did here, and he got this guy, and he got that. Look at the roster. Well, when there's no wins and there's no sustained success, I just don't want to hear it anymore. I mean, I could ride that wave for a year, maybe two, but you've got to show me something tangibly here. I just don't see it. I don't know. I'd love to know, and I don't question the report at all. I think Paul's been doing this for a long time. I think he's good. I think he's well-sourced. But, like, the basis for that report today, to me, I don't understand it at all. It's, like, Sunday was such a painful reinforcement where the franchise is. And to see a story a day or two later that somebody might be viewed more favorably than the other, I think it really is the height of ludicrous. I just don't get it.
Well, and how about the fact that if they did, it would be Joe Shane? Like, I don't understand that argument. How do you make the argument for Joe Shane and not Brian Dable?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. But I'm not going to make the argument for Dable either. You know, the thing about this, you know, and this is why it's crazy too, because as bad as it seems, and it's bad, you know, the one thing that I said yesterday, and there are a few silver linings here. I mean, listen, you look at the Chargers' job. If Herbert's not the quarterback, right, Jim Harbaugh's not going there. So I do think that this is going to be a very appealing job if they clean house. I truly do. Now, because of Jackson Dart, one thing that we talked about yesterday, you brought this up, but it's an interesting way to look at it. Like, we've got the trade deadline today at 4, right? There are some pieces around the league that can absolutely help teams that are contenders or on the cusp of being a contender that if the Giants part with, they could get some real draft capital that could really accelerate their rebuild, which would also be now appealing to, I think, a proven general manager. The problem is, and I agree with you on this, if you start wheeling and dealing today, now you're taking away or you're running the risk of Joe Shane trying to save his behind and doing things to that could sacrifice things down the future or down the road. So I they're in a very, very odd space. All I know is there's one thing that I believe in. That's the quarterback. I don't believe in Dable. I don't believe in Shane. I don't even believe in ownership at this point to do the right thing. So this report to me is not a good thing. Like, I don't wake up if I'm a Giants fan and say, all right, yeah, there's a moment of clarity. Giants seem like they know what they're doing. To me, this offers more confusion because I don't think either man should be back with all due respect.
Which is also why I think that, while I'm not an advocate of just saying, well, fire everybody now, I think that they need to make some moves now. Like, I would not. I told you yesterday I put a freeze on Joe Shane. And today might be telling. If the Giants do make a move, whether it's adding somebody for Jackson Dart, which a couple of weeks ago I was all for, regardless of their record, I do think it would benefit Jackson Dart just having another weapon here. And if you're going to get a wide receiver, you could get him under control for next year, whatever, depending on what the options are. But I would not want Joe Shane making that decision because I want to fire Joe Shane. So how could, if ownership is thinking about moving on from these guys, why would you ever let them make a decision? And if they do make a trade or two or whatever happens here ahead of the deadline today, then maybe that's telling that they do want to keep Joe Shane. The reports were last year that they favored Joe Shane. I mean, they were coming out basically saying we like the draft. I don't know what they need to, like what they're seeing that they like the draft. Maybe it's that all 22. Oh, yeah, they're watching a film and they're breaking it down and they like what they see. Wow. Because it can't be the results, BT, because the results aren't there. But they were, for whatever odd reason, they, as the Giants organization, seem to be more in the camp of Shane than Dable, where I would be the exact opposite. But the idea that you would keep either of them at this point is comical. And why would you, like, that's why I would just move on, not let Shane do anything, move on from him eventually. I don't know who's going to take over in the interim, but I would also move on from Dable and just leave no more questions to be asked. Let Kafka handle the offensive, you know, decisions moving forward with Dart, and then bring in new people next year.
I mean, the truth of the matter is the quicker that you do this, the better jumpstart you get on the offseason, you know, which is obviously really good. But think about, or you know, it's advantageous if you hire the right person. You can still get a 3-month head start and not do the right thing. So, I mean, it's just, I here we are again. I can't. I really, Sal, I can't. We're sitting here. I got to just say this again. They're 2-14 against Philly and Dallas. The measuring stick of pride, the measuring stick of divisional supremacy, which they haven't sniffed in a while. And we are having a conversation that one of these men might be back. I really just don't get it. I'm obviously not supporting it. I don't agree with it. If that's what they think, then that's what they think. But I just, man, if I ran the show here, there's no way in hell I'm bringing these men back. I'm just not.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Dom is calling from Edgewater, starting us off. What's up, Tom?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
What's up, Dom?
Very good, thank you. I listened to what you guys said, and first of all, thank you for allowing me to start your show off. That's really cool. Listen, with Dable and Dart, I know what you guys are saying, you don't want to get rid of both of them, but I just look at the NFL, and I look at the quarterbacks and the coaches in this league, and you could obviously tell that Dable wanted Dart from the start in the draft, and you can honestly see how you got to see how Dart has improved over time and how the team offensively looks better under Jackson Dart than Russell Wilson. Having said that, here's the changes I would make moving forward. Okay. I would actually keep Dable because the problem is if you fire Dable, then, you know, which coach are you going to be able to fit in with Jackson Dart's style? That's the only complaint.
Hold on a sec there, Dom. The style to me is very appealing because I think he's a multi-style quarterback. I think that's more applicable if you've got somebody that's like a one-way ticket that is all throw and no run or all run and no throw. He can do both. So I think any real offensive philosophy fits his skill set. I think it's easier.
Okay, well, maybe that's the case. But I'm just saying if Dable wanted Dart that much and Dable liked Jackson Dart that much and had it developed a relationship wouldn't you want to keep the coach that has a quarterback with a good relationship rather than, oh, start all over again? Granted, I get it, you made all the points.
If you had to keep one or the other, yes. If you had to keep Shane or Dable, then yes, I'm agreeing with you, Dom, that I would keep Dable. But you don't have to. And both have been bad. So while he selected Dart and it seems to be developing him and the offense is better, like, I actually want, me personally, I would value a head coach, get this, wait for it, that wins football games. Like, that's what I care about. You mentioned Harbaugh before, BT, going to the Chargers just because of Herbert. Wherever Harbaugh would have went, he would have won football games. Some jobs are more appealing than others because they have better pieces in place. Harbaugh's a winning coach. Sean Payton, same thing. He went to a spot that had Russell Wilson that was a disaster. He cleaned that disaster up, found his quarterback that nobody else liked, went to the playoffs a year ago. Now, right now, he's got the best team in the NFL, arguably. Going to be in the playoffs again. So good coaches can turn things around. So that's why, Dom, when you say keep Dable, I would answer, why? He just continues to lose.
Yeah, but also keep in mind that the NFL didn't all help the Giants out either with the schedule that they gave. And it was
Dom,
what about last year?
Buddy.
Thanks for the call, Dom.
The schedule, the schedule's out years in advance. So they didn't help the Giants out because of the schedule.
Dom, come on.
Wow, Dom, all right.
How was that schedule week two when you had the Cowboys beat? How was it when you lost to the Saints? The Saints have one win on the season. Was that a tough game? Ooh, the schedule. Oh, New Orleans. How about Denver, which actually is a very difficult matchup? You had a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter. Like, the schedule is not an excuse for why the Giants are where they are.
No, not for any team. Listen, I think that it's being, like, positioned that Jackson Dart is incredibly fragile. Like, there's no way he can have success the rest of his career if they take the training wheels, known as Brian Dable, away from him. And I think that's absolutely ludicrous. I really do. I think he was coached by Lane Kiffin in Ole Miss, who, it's a pro offense. Like, this young man walked in here, and first week, he basically distinguished himself, and that's why a lot of people said, well, maybe he should play early. Like, you knew right away that Jackson Dart had a skill set. We didn't know when he'd play, but that conversation began because he showed signs of being the guy. So I think he's far more resilient, far more talented, and far more adaptable than some people, not everybody, but than some people are making it out to
be. But then why would you have Kiffin be the first choice? Because a lot of the thought process with Kiffin is, well, he coached him at Ole Miss.
Yeah, it's funny. I threw that out a while ago. You start to see that a little bit more. I'm not saying he's the first choice for me. I'm definitely not saying he's the first choice. I mean, the Raiders thing was a disaster. But it was also a long time ago, and I do believe he's matured. What I would like to do is I would at least like to have the opportunity. Now, I don't even know who this person is yet. And this kind of ties into the trade deadline. If the Giants, but also maybe you shouldn't let them trade because you don't know if Shane's going to be here. So it's one convoluted, twisted mess. But the more draft assets the Giants, if they could accrue some serious stuff today, you can make a massive swing and trade for somebody that right now doesn't seem very plausible.
You're talking about a head coach.
Yes, yeah. That we're not even thinking about. You see, you can't do that when you need a quarterback because you've got to devote those resources to either move up the draft board or whatever it takes to get the quarterback. When you've got the quarterback, you can be bold and try to get the head coach.
And they've got to be thinking the stars, the moon, all the
Grand slam, yeah, they got to be thinking because they got the quarterback.
Even me, I'm saying that to myself because I'm like, well, I like Flores. And I do like Flores. I don't know if this is the best spot.
Yeah. I know.
That.
I don't know. I don't know about that either. I like them too.
They've got to be thinking time to rip up the carpets and the undercarriage.
Let's go
and let's get this whole thing for
get a star in here for this kid.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Ari is calling from West Orange. What's up, Ari?
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks so much for taking the call.
You got it, buddy. What's happening?
I'm with you 100%. Look, anyone who thinks Dable should stay here for Dart, I'm sorry, that is absolute insanity. Giants fans got to wake up. Brian Dable has won 11 games since the back end of that ludicrous 2022 season, which frankly set this organization back a couple of years. I'm 50-50 on Shane. I sort of be okay if you want to keep him, but I hear what you're saying. you know, the draft picks and the things. I don't know. I'm not sure if you can trust him for another year, and that's fine. Dable 100% though was gone. Like I said, that time for Dart is ridiculous. And guys, just what I think you guys are hitting on it. What this organization needs with the head coach, with the GM, first and foremost, it's just a culture reset. You look at what's going on since Tom Coughlin was the head coach. Every coach they have hired has been an absolute disaster. And, you know, I'll just use the Lions as a comparison real quick. Dan Campbell comes in year one, they go 1-15. But you could tell there was a change in culture happening, even though they were bad that year. And now, obviously,
But Ari, hold on a second. It's easy to say that now.
That's what the Giants need.
It's easy to say that now about the Lions situation. I can promise
that's
you.
True. Right.
You know, in real time, if you're doing this in Detroit, I don't know that it was quite as identifiable. So I have to mitigate risk with the next hire. And there's a lot of people.
Campbell may not have been a good example, but I just really feel the Giants need a culture changer. That's what I really think they need. These guys, again, know nothing but losing. Losing breeds losing. Dable is a loser. They will continue to lose with him as head coach. And the Giants need to bring in a winner. Again, I don't know who it is. You want to argue Flores, somebody like that. Whoever it is, it's got to be a winner.
But why are you 50-50 on Shane, though? That's my issue. Why are you 50-50 on Shane?
That's a good question. I'm trying to answer that in my head, too.
Okay.
You're right, because the draft picks have been, a lot of them, an absolute bust. And it just might be a matter of, like, they may not have a choice but to clean house.
Right.
But the other thing is the ownership, guys. You know, with John Mara, unfortunately, with his health, and we all pray that he's going to be healthy and be better. But, you know, that worries me, too. You know, how healthy is he? And is he seeing things the right way because of the health? So there's just so much in flux right now. And that's it's really just a really, really, you know, not a great place to be in as a Giants fan at this point.
It's not. But imagine not having a quarterback. I mean, so that's the worst place to be. So at least that's the saving grace. You know. And the thing about Mr. Mara, and we're all rooting for him, and we hope he's going to be okay, and we expect that. I mean, I shouldn't say we all hope. I don't know. We just pray, right? I would say this, that the process of hiring somebody is very daunting, and it takes a lot of time. And I don't know where he is, you know, how he feels medically. And if that's the case, I don't know.
I've got to put the health aside. I have no idea. I mean, obviously, I read the report. We know what was going on, and our best wishes with him, and prayers and all that stuff. But they got to make a football decision here. We're talking about running the team. So, yes, health is a priority, but that's a separate show on a different station. Like, if we're going to get into that stuff, then why even, like, the Giants' win-loss record and who they hire is irrelevant in the grand scheme of things if you're talking about the health of Mr. Mara. So I'm going to choose to separate that and just say whoever is making these decisions needs to make the right decision for once and for all, especially that they got the quarterback here. And that decision, to me, cannot include splitting up Shane and Dable. Based on what those two have done together, they both have earned losing their jobs. Like, I hate to say that, but they both deserve to go. And if you're going to keep one, I could at least put some more eggs in the basket of Dable than I could Joe Shane. I don't know what Joe Shane has done here that anybody would say, well, we've got to bring Joe Shane back.
I don't know how he stands out either as the one, you know, that could be brought back. I just don't get that at all. I don't see it. I don't feel it. I haven't seen it at all here with Joe Shane. But I think that the thing that's a little worrisome to me is that if they're still evaluating this, and it appears like they are,
correct,
then you very well might get a little Hail Mary with a couple of wins at the end of the season, which you and I have talked about, where the schedule does get a little bit softer here. And that could be fool's gold because, you know, you could beat the Raiders and I forget who else, maybe the Commanders, without Jaden Daniels, whatever.
Vikings on it.
Yeah, the Vikings. You win a game or two or maybe even three. I think it sets up a false sense of accomplishment, which I don't think is good for the overall health or really reflective of where they are as a team, quite frankly.
Sometimes the worst thing about the decisions is the indecision. Just make a decision. And that's why I'd like to see them be definitive now and get ahead of it and say, we've seen enough to know Dable ain't it. It's never a pleasant conversation.
I hate him.
It's not good
thing.
It's
not fun.
But if we all could make our definitive decision and we give them credit for being patient, because a lot of us, you and I included, would have done this a year ago and had a new regime select the new quarterback with the top pick in the draft or wherever they wanted to take one. They didn't. They gave them extra year on top of it. Let them go at it. They're 2-7. And by the way, look at what the Cardinals, like, how come the Cardinals can beat the Cowboys, but the Giants can't? Like, it happens in the NFL. The Giants have just been losers. That's it. End of story. This regime has had too much losing. So be decisive about it now. You don't need to see what's going to happen in the final 8 weeks. Just say definitively, as tough as it may be, those are the tough decisions. You got to make them. Get rid of them. Move on. Do it now and then have a fresh start in the offseason. BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, trade deadline day, and it is the season, BT. Lots of off-season hot stove stuff starting to heat up here. I think free agency officially begins Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's go, baby.
You know, 5 days after the World Series, so the rumors are going to be starting fast and furious with that, so we get into that a little bit as well. But with the NFL trade deadline today, to me, it is going to be telling about the Giants' belief in Joe Shane. And I do truly believe at Mara's core, he wants to find every reason or be given every reason to keep this thing intact and see this through with Shane and Dable. He gave him another year going into this season. They drafted their quarterback. I'm sure he, like everybody else, loves Jackson Dart and is excited about, you know, Neighbors and Scadaboo when they get healthy. Maybe he's going to make excuses for them. Maybe he believes in Shane a little bit more than we do, certainly, but he's looking for every reason possible. Maybe he's going to try to evaluate the final 8 games of this year. To me, that's a colossal mistake, and I think that I do get the feeling that if they were ready to move on from Dable a year ago, I think they're even more ready to move on from Dable now. And if anything, I think they're going to get it the wrong way, meaning that if you're going to keep one, Dable, to me, would be the guy to keep, not Joe Shane. And I feel like if they do split him up, they're going to end up keeping Joe Shane, which just, I'd like to see somebody give me some kind of evidence. I saw a report today. Giants looking to trade Evan Neal.
Yeah. Who wants him? Trade Evan Neal.
You're going to trade Evan Neal for what?
He was finally active.
You couldn't even upgrade the MetLife turf for Evan Neal. Like, you're not getting squat for him.
I know.
He's horrible.
I'm like, trade Evan Neal.
You selected him. Like, they've got Joe Shane has just been, he's been bad. And the record speaks for itself. I don't want to go on a witch hunt for the guy. I don't even care. Personally, I don't know him. I don't care to know him. I don't care to know Dable or any of them. All I care about is when we sit down on Sunday to watch football, I want to see a winning, competent football team. And in the last 3 seasons, through the first 9 weeks of each year, the Giants' record has been 2-7. That's the kindest, easiest way to say they all suck and they all need to go. End of story.
Yeah, we don't have to yell to get that point across, even though we have over the last couple of days and over the last couple of years. Everybody's heard the rants. Everybody's heard the moans and do this and fire that guy. We are where we are. And that's the sad reality of where we are. You know, I said to you a few times, I'm very curious. I'm gonna weave Cohen into the conversation for a moment. So I find it interesting when powerful, successful people are embarrassed, okay? How do they respond? And this year, I think certainly unlike a year ago for Cohen, which it was really good a year ago, the way they finished almost in the World Series, this year he's got to be embarrassed. And I think that you will see a very different offseason approach, more cutthroat. Well, a lot of coaches were fired. And I think that's going to be very revealing how he pounces this offseason. I think to bring Mr. Mara back in the Giants' vision, I think that he has been very aware recently of how the instability of the Giants, how it's kind of begun to replicate that of the Jets, which is nothing that you want. So I do think that he is, and they are, as a group, as an ownership group, looking for reasons to keep people rather than move on. Because the coaching cycle and the volatility, it's not good for their brand. And let's face it, guys, I mean, the Jets brand is nothing anyway, and really never has been. But the Giants brand was platinum. Platinum.
Yeah, but was is the key.
Well, that's what I mean.
Dude, they've been flying planes over for years.
I know. Right? And it's eroded to the point now where it's no longer remotely identifiable to what it was here. So while I think that they want to probably resist that, all right, let's fire this guy and start over again, at the end of the day, I don't think that they will be able to. So no matter what report we read today, I still think that it's over for both men.
Yeah, it's different this time. The Giants did the right thing. They did the kind thing. They tried to have continuity and stability and see this through until definitively they needed to know. And I'm okay with that. Like, I would have been preemptive here. I would have been aggressive as far as not waiting this year because I expected this to be the case. But even imagine how bad it is that even with them striking gold with the quarterback in the draft when they did, it's still not even close to good enough. Like, that is some, that's a play. I did not see that path developing.
I think it's even worse.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you actually find the quarterback and you still can't win.
Yeah.
That, I figured, well, they're probably not going to find the quarterback. By the time they do, it's going to be too late anyway, even if they're given the chance to do that. Not only did they, they were given the chance to find the quarterback, they found the quarterback. He proves to be good immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like, oh, I think this kid's got something here. Like, he's good immediately. And they still are screwing these games up every which way. At least Mara or whoever's making these decisions can sit back and say, you know, I know it's not him by himself, but
sure.
Whoever's making decisions can sit back and say, I gave them every opportunity. The results are what they are. I didn't just make rash decisions and firing guys after 2 years or one bad year, or he did all that he could do. It's just time to move on for the betterment of the brand, the organization, for the betterment of the quarterback, all of it. Like, it's over for both. I don't want to hear any halfway stuff. And if they, the Giants, think that there is merit to keeping Joe Shane, then to me, all hope is lost because I can't even see a competent argument in favor of Joe Shane.
No. And I agree. Think about some of the things that, you know, plague certain teams. I mean, obviously a lack of talent is paramount, but you know, hey, we're young. Hey, we're young. We're not there yet. We're young. We're learning how to play. We're learning how to be pros. Or, man, we got a pretty talented roster, but we're just not very healthy this year. Some rough circumstances, some tough losses, right? Some bad breaks. That's the NFL. Everybody gets banged up, right? Well, the thing about the Giants, whether it was Drew Locke or DeVito or Russell Wilson the first couple of games, what would the Giants look like with competent play at the quarterback position? And really Andrew Thomas, who's been back and been great. Because that's another excuse. Well, Andrew Thomas doesn't play. We can't function on the most basic level. Thomas is back. Thomas has been great. Quarterback's really good. Very promising. And the defense is the worst in football. And that's why you have to go to Joe Shane. Like, to me, there's nothing that there's nothing that can obscure the job that he has done or maybe more specifically has not done.
Chris is calling from Hackensown, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Yo, Chris, what's up?
Hey, Phyllis, thanks for having me. I guess I'm a little shocked that you two don't feel you could sit in the Giants front office and say that you can decipher who did a better job and why potentially Shane should stay.
Go ahead.
If I'm running the team, I'm saying to myself, listen, it's about getting talent on the field and then coaching that talent into wins. Shane's done the talent part, not to perfection, clearly. Evan Neal, awful pick. Deontay Banks, awful pick. But the man has got us. His burns, paying burns over Saquon, people are going to fight it. It's the right move. The man.
Well, how about Darius Slayton? How about signing him over
36
Saquon?
Mil.
I'm with you on that. So I would throw that in the bag.
But Jalen Hyatt.
Neal Banks, Darius Slayton, money.
How about Newbin?
But how about, I mean, who? Franchise quarterback, franchise edge rusher, franchise wide receiver. Douglas and on the Jets, he went out because his attempt at a franchise quarterback was brutal.
So yeah, but Shane didn't even really want Jackson Dart.
Wait, now you're basing that off of like the draft night thing. Wasn't he saying to Daboll, like, hey, we did our research, let's do this thing? He said, let's roll the dice. I don't understand why your people
are saying that. Well, the reports are that Daboll was the one who really wanted Dart. Now, I'm going to give them both credit because they did it. They executed the trade. Shane executed the trade, got up, took Dart. So I think they both get credit for it. But the thought or the reports were that Daboll was the one who was really pushing for Jackson Dart.
Yeah, and I've heard those reports, and all I could do is go back to that draft night moment between the two of them, and You hear Shane saying, "Let's roll the dice. We did our research."
Who's in control? Who's in control of the roster for game day, as far as like the kickers go?
I mean, I think Daboll.
GM
has nothing to do with that. I mean, Chris, you can make it. You want to make an argument for Shane? I mean, it's going to be a tough battle, but then you can't. To me, if you're going to keep Shane, you can't justify firing Daboll. The talent is not enough. I'm sorry, it's just not enough defensively. So you could say that it's better than what you think it should be. It's just not enough. And Dable's been a mess as well. With what Dable has not made the team better outside of the first year. By the way, Dable the first year at least got them to the playoffs and won a game. That to me is more on him than it is Joe Shane. What exactly has Joe Shane done? You still haven't given it to me.
I just told you, franchise everything. Where, you name a position
who's the franchise lineman he took?
It's got to translate to wins at some point, Chris. That's good after a year or two. What's that?
Carter, franchise lineman is Carter.
There's no good players. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Offensive lineman.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not saying there's no good players on the team, obviously, here. See, but I mean, there's got to be a measurement. There's got to be a scoreboard, guys. Otherwise, we could just sit here and say, I mean, every bad team in our town, we could try to offer context as to why it didn't work out. You know, hey, maybe better coaching, this draft pick would have been better. At the end of the day, do you win or do you lose? I mean, let's not overthink this here, guys. So to me, there should be, unless they won like seven straight or something crazy, which is never going to happen. But for me, right now, under no circumstance should both men be back, number one. Number two, there is no way that Dable should be back and Shane should not, and no way that the other way, like meaning it's either both out or it's really both out, okay? And see, the problem, too, is even if you want to make a case, as our last caller was trying to do, to bring back Shane, well, what coach is going to come here and work for a GM who's hanging by a thread? And when I say a coach, I mean somebody with experience, which is what they need. You can get a coordinator. You can get somebody unproven. You can elevate Kafka. But are you telling me, because my bold move is you got to trade for somebody that's actually won, that knows how to run the building and get this team out of choppy waters and into calm seas. What guy that's done that is coming to work with a lame duck GM? Who? Yeah.
Franchise everywhere. Franchise where? Quarterback, yes, I'll give you that. Where's the offensive lineman? Where's that from? Thomas is a Dave Gettleman holdover. So where is Joe Shane hit on the offensive line exactly? You're what? You're going to give him credit for Malik Nabers? Anybody could have picked Malik Nabers. Like, that doesn't take a rocket science. Same thing with Abdul Carter. We all would have taken Abdul Carter at number three. Like, Joe Shane's going to get credit for that. And by the way, it'd be nice to see Abdul Carter actually start wrecking some games for a change. I'm not trying to pick on the kid, but good God. When you have franchise everywhere and you're referencing Kayvon Thibodeau, you're referencing Abdul Carter, you're referencing Brian Burns. Burns, to me, is the only one who's come to play this year really consistently. And even with that, their defense is still one of the worst defenses in the NFL. So where is it adding up? It's obviously a little bit on the coach. It's a lot of it on the talent evaluator as well, and the guy that he's brought in. It's on everybody. It's why they all need to go. I don't know how you could sit there with a straight face, though, and try to make a strong case in favor of Joe Shane. You said, the caller said, quote, franchise everywhere. I'm asking franchise where? Outside of the quarterback, where? Has Abdul Carter looked like Micah Parsons? Has Kayvon Thibodeau done what he was supposed to do for a top
pick? No, we know the answer.
I'm not saying those guys are bust or they won't be good, but like, come on, dude. They're nowhere near where they were supposed to be. Burns was a great trade. I loved it at the time. Again, you're going to get Brian Burns. Yeah, that's great. You took advantage of a weak Panthers team and your buddy, whatever the hell his name is, that Shane's buddies with, and he was able to get Brian Burns in here, who's a high-level talent.
Imagine if he wasn't here.
Yeah, think about it. He's a high-level talent.
About 40 a week?
So Joe Shane's brilliance led the Giants to selecting Malik Nabers. Wow, what a find. Malik Nabers, Abdul Carter, and Brian Burns. Wow. Wow, I mean, that is impressive, BT.
I mean, listen, and it's they're not valueless. Nobody's saying right. That. It's not like, you know, Joe Shane can't go somewhere else and do a good job. But my thing is, there's got to be a point where you can look in the mirror and say it doesn't work for whatever reason. Maybe it's not old Joe's fault. Maybe it's not old Dable's fault. You know, I think when you're this bad for this long, I think there's a lot of checkpoints that malfunction. And I think starting with ownership. You know, I've said that for a while. I think the Giants kind of stopped being the Giants when things went sideways with Coughlin. And, you know, you're kind of chasing your tail ever since. So they are good football men. They just they have not done the job here. And it's okay to say that, guys.
Right. And if anything, again, I'll give you the year one Dable coach of the year. Took a team that didn't have any talent to the playoffs and won a playoff game. Big, big check in Dable's box.
Massive.
And then this final year, identifying Dart being the guy, going to Dart when he did, and having Dart and the offense take leaps and bounds from where they were with Russell Wilson under center. that's another check in the favor of Dable. It wouldn't be enough for me to keep them here, but at the very least, I could give you two legitimate, tangible things in 4 years that I would at least show Dable has some kind of, you know, backing to be given more runway to me than Joe Shane. What exactly has Joe Shane done?
Nothing. Right. I mean, in terms of the wins. So they've been here together now for a couple of years, and the only good year they had was when they inherited what they had, if you really think about right. that. So you can make more of a case that Dable, even though I would move on from both, as I've said, but like Shane's influence on the year one roster was minimal. And then obviously each year since, more, 2-7, 2-7, 2-7. The 1 year where they actually do something, it wasn't his roster. So that's more Dable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cowboys make a trade this morning, getting the linebacker from the Bengals. Okay, Cowboys stink anyway. You saw last night. That's the thing, BT. And by the way, actually, you might not have seen last night. I did not watch it. Did you see about this?
Gio was saying this, right? He couldn't find the game, something like that?
YouTube TV. So I have YouTube TV. Yeah. I had to, because just where I was, I had to cut the cord. It didn't make any sense. The service that I was getting wasn't good enough. YouTube TV is my thing. And it's frustrating. That leads me then to have to go to the Gotham Sports app to get the Knicks and Rangers. It's just, I don't even want to get into it because I'm going to probably, I don't know who's sponsored here or whatever. Yeah.
Is it worth the money that you save? Leave it at that.
It's to me, it's not about saving money.
Oh.
That's what I'm telling you.
More of a consolidation?
I did not cut cable to save costs. I need the best product. Give me the best product with ease. Make my life easier. And the product that I had when I first moved into Jersey was one that it was all wireless anyway.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I want the hard cable. Give me the cable from the ground.
Let's go.
Through the damn cement and the foundation.
Yeah.
Plug it in and let's go. I don't have to worry about the service or the streaming thing.
I totally agree.
But it wasn't that way anyway.
All right.
And then when that wasn't working well enough, I said, well, if I have to be all streaming, I might as well do the best streaming.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I switched. So I have YouTube TV. Disney, I guess, and ESPN have an issue now with YouTube TV. They're at one of these standstills.
Oh, God.
And if you have YouTube TV, you don't have access to, I guess, Channel 7. I don't even watch TV enough to really have it impact me. But last night, the one spot that maybe I'd flip on the game, I was watching the Knicks anyway, and I really don't care about the Cowboys Cardinals. Like, if there's a game to miss, that would be the one. But yeah, people who have YouTube TV, inconvenience again. And I've had it. I've had it with going to different, if you get this bundle, then you can access this. But then you need that bundle. You need Prime. You need Netflix. You need HBO Max. You need Disney. You need Hulu.
Everything you said I have. Peacock.
It's out of control.
Tate Johnson's on Peacock a couple times this year. Peacock.
It's out of control. And it's not just the cost, which is an issue for some people. And it's an issue for me too. But that's not my primary concern. My primary concern is I don't want 50 different streaming services and different sign-ins and logins on every damn TV I go to. There's got to be another login with the what channel is this game on tonight? What server? I've had it up to here. So, in summation, if the game's not on Channel 7, I don't care. I won't watch it anymore, especially a game that I really don't care anything about. Point is, if the Cardinals can beat the Cowboys, why do the Giants make it so difficult to win a football
point.
Game?
Oh, man, I don't know. See, I heard Greg talking about that this morning a little bit. I got in the car midway through the conversations. I didn't really, I'm saying, how the hell could he not watch the Monday night game?
Right.
Because I got home from St. John's around 10, and I put it on, and I watched it.
Right.
Right? I watched the whole thing, but I watched it for a little bit. I'm with you. And I've said this many times. Like when I do the Yankees and the Mets juggle every single night, and, you know, when it's like one's on Prime or one's on Apple, you know, if I finally figured out how to go back and forth and toggle it. But for about a year or two, my son had to do it for me. So if he wasn't home or he was sleeping, then I would have to just watch one game, even if it wasn't the game that I wanted to watch. It really does drive me nuts. But the day, here's my drop dead point where I'm not doing it anymore. If I've got to watch the Knicks on an app,
yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, well, that's...
I'm not doing that.
It's a major problem, and here's the worst part of it. Like, YouTube TV is so good... In that the
What's so good about it? I still don't even understand
it. It's tremendous. I've never had an issue with the streaming, and the multi-views are fantastic. So the majority of time, let's say the Mets are playing Sunday night and the Giants are playing Sunday night, or whatever, right. Yankees are playing Sunday night.
You got a little conflict, things you want to watch.
Boom. A split screen. It's so
like
simple.
Like right in half, bang, bang?
Yes. It's so simple, but it's genius. And I could just switch my thumb to get the sound on whichever one I want, but I have them both up at one time. Football Sundays, I got the quadrant up. Okay, whatever. You could also watch the pregame stuff. You could watch news stuff. Like, multi-view is, that's where we're at. It's 2025, about to be 2026. Like, you should be able to watch multiple things on one screen at a time. So YouTube excels at that. However, because I can't get the Knicks or MSG on YouTube TV, I have to now go to a separate app. And then once I'm into that app watching Knicks Wizards, even though it's a blowout, I can't
go back to what you can't split it up.
I have to get out of the app.
Oh, God. Go to YouTube. This is what I'm saying.
So like I wish that YouTube TV or a provider like that should not, like, it shouldn't just be YouTube TV. Other streaming services should be able to split screen and have multi-view options, but they should all be in one place. I'll pay for it. I just want it all in one place. So if I wanted to watch the Knicks last night and some random NBA game and the Monday Night Football game, I should be able to do that. It shouldn't be, well, I'm locked into the Gotham Sports app, so I got to watch the Knicks. And then when that's done or when I feel like the game's over, I could go back and seek out the football game, which, by the way, I couldn't even get because there's the dispute with ABC.
We got these new remotes, right? And for about 3 or 4 days, I could not. I go to Apple. I'm like, what's the password? I have no idea. My wife's got it all. We go to, I'm trying to go to all the different streams. What's the password? I don't know. So she comes in with her phone. I'm like, you got to help me out with this. And she's scanning, like, I mean, like I know that this is basic code. I know this is basic for a lot of people. I'm like, I could not figure this out if my life depended on it. I don't know the codes. I don't have the scan codes. I don't know the passwords. It's just, they make it too hard to watch a game.
When your kids grow up and move out, you're going to be screwed because you're not going to be able to watch the TV without them. I mean, you just need it now to sign in for these things.
I know, or I won't watch anything. I'll just become a hermit.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're trying to make it seem like here with all the bills and all this stuff. Andrew's in Mattawan. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Just circling back to our Giants conversation, I'm totally in your guys' camp. I think the Giants need a total reset, coaching staff and Joe Shane. You can't protect a bad operation just for continuity with Dart. The Patriots got it right. They fired Jared Mayo after May's rookie year. They brought in Mike Vrabel. Now they're leading the AFC East. The Giants should do the same. I think they should hire Steve Spagnuolo as their head coach, defensive guru, multiple rings, multiple teams. Bring in Mike McDaniel as OC when the Miami cuts him loose. Make Antonio Pierce the defensive coordinator, and then name Eagles assistant GM Alec Hallaby as the new GM. Guys witnessed some of the best front office management in NFL history. So I think that's a winning staff for Dart.
You've got a pretty good plan there. I mean, the likelihood of all those things happening are fairly low. You hear a lot of Giant fans throw around AP's name. Get him in there. Get him on the staff. I know he's done a lot of coaching. I'd certainly be okay with that.
You want Spagnuolo as a head coach?
That's where I was going. You know, because I've got Supreme is a bit strong, but just short of Supreme faith in Jackson Dart to be that guy, I might be a little bit more open to bringing in somebody that's a defensive coach. I'd like to really see what else is available. My main thing, you know, as I've said now for a couple of days, would be to try to trade somebody very boldly, like a big move, and get an established head coach, like a Peyton type. I'm not Sean Payton, but that type. I mean, the defense, if Spags was here, this defense would be phenomenal.
Right, but he's a great defensive coordinator. We've been down this road before.
I know.
Why not just hire Rex Ryan? He's also a great defensive coordinator. I mean, I'd rather go with four. And I'm not trying to disrespect Spags. I like Spags a lot. But some guys are just great coordinators, not great head coaches. And I personally would not take a chance at this point on another. I'm trying to eliminate the question marks.
Yeah, yeah.
Spags comes with question marks.
He does. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying I would do it. I would, of all the coordinators, I would give that some real thought. I'd have to really look at the rest of the staff. I know we threw out some names there. McDaniels from Miami.
How about right now firing... See, this is what I would do if I were running the Giants. I would make the decision that I've seen enough. Like you even said before, well, if they won 7 of 8, there is no more if. Once I make the decision, because if I leave it up to, well, there's 8 more games to go, let's see what happens, then that means you haven't made your decision yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I said after watching Sunday's performance, I don't care if they go 8-0, which we know is not happening. I've seen enough. I've made my decision. That means my decision would be now. I would fire everybody now, so I didn't have to worry about Shane doing anything at the trade deadline. I just move on from Dable. You move on from that. Have Kafka be the head coach, and I would look to see if you could get Antonio Pierce, wherever the hell he is, and bring him in now to be the defensive coordinator.
That's so hard to bring somebody in the middle of a season.
Yeah,
with
but think
scheme,
about it.
I have no idea how that would even work.
But think about it.
I'm not saying I'm not open to new blood, new juice, new formation.
First of all, their defense cannot get worse. Like we saw last year with Saleh and Ulbrich, where it got worse. This cannot get worse as far as the defense goes. So if I'm keeping Kafka in place, who's the right guy to take over for Dable if you moved on from in season?
He's the only one probably in the building at this point.
I'm looking to light a fire under the guys defensively.
I know what you're saying.
And Antonio Pierce is that guy. Now, I'm not saying you got to be married to him beyond this year, but he would be the short-term jolt potential fit. I mean, the Colts could hire Jeff Saturday out of the broadcast booth in season.
How'd it work, though? How'd it go?
Well, I'm just saying, for a head coach, it's a little bit of a different story. I'm talking defensive coordinator. At least that, to me, would be something that might be somewhat appealing. More of your calls when we come back. We'll get into the Knicks next hour as well. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.